The Repentance of Ezra, May 15. Men of old repent and said, O my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee, my God, for our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespass is grown up unto the heavens. The sorrow of Ezra and his associates over the evils that had insidiously crept into the very heart of the Lord's work wrought repentance. Many of those who had sinned were deeply affected. In a limited degree they began to realize the heinousness of sin, and the horror with which God regards it. They saw the sacredness of the law spoken at Sinai, and many trembled at the thought of their transgressions. This was the beginning of a wonderful reformation. With infinite patience and tact, and with a careful consideration for the rights and welfare of every individual concerned, Ezra and his associates strove to lead the penitent of Israel into the right way. Above all else, Ezra was a teacher of the law, and as he gave personal attention to the examination of every case, he sought to impress the people with the holiness of this law, and the blessings to be gained through obedience. In this age of the world, when Satan is seeking, through manifold agencies, to blind the eyes of men and women to the binding claims of the law of God, there is need of men who can cause many to tremble at the commandment of our God. There is need of true reformers, who will point transgressors to the great lawgiver, and teach them that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. There is need of men mighty in the Scriptures, men whose every word and act exalts the statutes of Jehovah, men who seek to strengthen faith. Teachers are needed, oh, so much, who will inspire hearts with reverence and love for the Scriptures.